like with the podcast. I'm just forcing myself to be open to new ideas, and probably both sides have their arguments, and I want to learn.
Okay.
So, because I believe a lot of deception, and this might be a deception as well.
So, why do people primarily believe that the Earth is round? I mean, what have you been taught in your school?
The reason people believe it's round because they're told, and not because there are any arguments, they just assume it.
They just assume it because they've been taught at school.
Yeah.
And one of the explanations that NASA still gives you is that boats go over the horizon and slowly they start to disappear.
The what? The boats? Yeah, that's one of the arguments. Yeah.
Boats, yeah, so they go over the horizon and they slowly start to disappear. But that's not actually the case. It's not curved. You just need a telescope or a binoculars or something, and it'll come straight back into view.
So you mean
So
if you
that's
look, if you can zoom in, if you have the right equipment, you will still be able to see. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay. Is this are you able to test this or?
YouTube.
I see. That's interesting. Personally, I don't think it's a very good argument, the boat argument. But I have, so I don't know.
Was on the fence for a really long time. I didn't know what to believe
So what
because I
changed your mind?
a lot of proof. So a lot of people started actually talking about flat Earth. The movement is it's really big now.
Yeah.
So they started experimenting and trying to find scientific evidence for the fact that the Earth is flat, and they did in fact do it. So there's been laser experiments. Have you come across that?
No, I haven't seen.
Yeah, so there's been laser experiments over long distances.
Yeah.
They calculated the supposed curvature of the Earth, and it's supposed to be a lot, so they shouldn't have been able to see the laser across 2 points.
I see.
Anyway.
Because the laser moves in straight lines, right?
Yeah.
So if it were.
So there we're seeing that too. They say, oh, the laser can be refracted by the atmosphere and all that,
Yeah.
but that's not the case.
Okay. So this political movement, what is whether the Earth is round or flat, I think that's important for navigation and those sort of things. And but what is like the purpose of knowing this? Why is it so important to know this according to you? Because you sound very enthusiastic or and a lot of people.
Oh, a lot of people have come to realize this now. And the fact that the Earth is flat is a huge deal. This is the heart of all conspiracies. I mean, you can believe that flat earthers are like these conspiracy nuts that don't have anything else to do. But in fact, the Earth being flat is super important because once people realize that they've been lied to their entire lives about everything,
Yeah.
they'll start with what's the actual reality or how they've been lied to, actually take responsibility for their lives
Yeah, but
and our.
I think like I already know we're being lied to a lot about a lot of things.
Oh,
So
yeah, like nine.
I think like if this comes out or like I wouldn't be that surprised. And also that's why the reason I'm open to this. Otherwise, I would probably not be open to it. But
They're trying so hard. This is the most important, this is the biggest secret of mankind. They want to ridicule us. So you know about the Flat Earth Society? You know about
yeah, but I don't know, like as in how they're organized, or but I've heard like the arguments or the idea.
yeah. So there's society called Flat Earth Society, and this is actually a Freemasonic organization. It's controlled opposition. So they've made their own movement called Flat Earth
Yeah,
Society.
I heard the yeah.
So.
Okay. And they give weak
And
arguments
more
to right?
on Google or YouTube or anything.
Which
On Google, it's
one do you recommend? Which one to search? Which what Google search?
okay. So if you want to know more about flat Earth or who got me into this flat Earth thing or solid evidence, There's this guy called Eric Dubé.
Can you Eric?
You. His name is Eric, Eric.
Yeah.
And Dubé, Dubay.
D-U
Dubay.
A-Y. Douay. Okay, Eric Douay.
He's a really interesting person. So he is one of the main, actually doing research and getting the word out to people, hoping that, and he there's a lot of other people too. There's this YouTube channel called ODD Reality.
ODD reality?
Yeah.
Oh, odd reality. Okay.
Reality. So that's a good channel too. There's a lot. You just have you ever tried to research the Flat Earth?
No, not intensively, but I think like on both sides, sometimes there's like weak arguments. And for me
Like
personally,
you.
like I feel like for my everyday life, it doesn't really matter whether the Earth is flat or a globe, right? But I wasn't aware it's like a really a movement in that sense. And I think like there's a lot of deceptions in. I just want to know the truth, and I just want, it doesn't matter which side is has the truth, but you should have the good arguments. And if people believe the Earth is globe, and you shouldn't believe it just because everybody's saying it, right?
Exactly. So if you just want to be a part of society, if you just want to, people would obviously reinforce their beliefs, saying, "Oh, okay, a lot of people believe the Earth is a globe, so it has to be a globe."
Yeah.
So it's a that's actually not how it is.
Okay.
A lot of people are actually starting to understand that the Earth is flat now. So what we believe, right? I don't
So.
know. Also, there's you can research a lot more about this. I mean, I'm new to this. I've recently came out of the Flat Earth closet and started telling people.
So, what the arguments were convincing for you?
Just a lot of things. There's the ice wall.
Because you don't change in one day, right?
Overnight. That's not going to happen. You need to do your own
Yeah,
research.
true, true. So what are some arguments which you thought like, hey, that's a good argument? What convinced you or what made you think?
There's like video footage of the flat earth.
Sorry,
I
I
mean,
have to repeat. Your phone was ringing.
there's video footage of the flat earth,
Okay, that's
weather balloons and drone footage up to 100,000 feet and above. You have clear evidence that the earth is flat, and they try wide angle, they try to use fisheye lens. NASA always uses fisheye lens to make it seem like the earth is curved, but that's actually not the case. Whenever you use a lens corrector, it always flattens out. And also, you use your own senses, man. I've always intuitively understood that the earth is flat because our senses, all of our senses tell us that. Just go outside, you feel the spin of the earth. Do you see it actually curving anytime? There's no possible way to see curvature because it doesn't exist. That's the point. I mean, if curvature actually does exist, we should just be able to see it. We just have to fly enough and actually see it. But that's that we still haven't been able to do that because the earth seems flat. I mean, I don't know what shape of the earth is, but I can say it's flat and it looks flat to us. And that's all.
okay, this is interesting. So what kind of map do you have or use or?
There's the flat earth map is called the AE map. It's called azimuthal equidistant map.
Wait, let me write that down. Flat Earth map. What's it
Yeah.
called?
It's just called AE map. You're gonna find it pretty easily.
AE map. Okay. I heard about it. I didn't know the name, but it's like similar to the map of what they have on the NATO symbol.
Oh yeah, no, the UN, the United
I think
Nations.
it's a symbol, yeah. So like the north like Scandinavia is like in the middle, right? Like North Pole or something.
The North Pole is supposed to be the center of the flat Earth.
Yeah. So
So
what
every
where's the Antarctic? Where is it? Where does it leave that?
so the Arctic is the North Pole, which is the geometric, the magnetic north,
Yeah, okay.
right? point north, wherever you are on the Earth.
Yeah.
And the South Pole is Antarctica, which is the ice wall surrounding the whole Earth, keeping all the oceans in place.
Okay, so the ice, yeah, I heard about it, yeah, I heard, okay, just wanted to check. I don't know, do you have any observations of stars or planets or not? So I can